is not something that he's concerned with. In other words, people are makir, you can't have a bria without a bayre. So if there's a bria, there must be a bayre. But they're not makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has any concern, care for what goes on in this world. And I think that this ikur, the Rambam, is coming lafuke from that. Not only do we believe there's a bayre, but we don't believe azav Hashem esaretz. We don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and then left it. We believe that he knows and he's aware, he's cognizant, he keeps track of what goes on in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are open to watch everyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there was a lot of bad going on. So it's clear in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching and seeing. And so I heard the screams of Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's clear from the Torah that the God that we believe in is not a God that just creates the world and leaves it. God that creates the world and is aware of what's going on in the world.
He specifically don't tell us that he's he's mounting every single prat.
Right, definitely not. Definitely
like
does not tell
the
us.
Big thing is
right, does not tell us that he's mounting every prat. That's true. That's a whole another schmooze, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to get involved in the Pratim? When does he leave things up to Teva?
It's not a right that he actually even...
I think the Yisayit is that he did not create the world and his Nicham. He did not create the world and leave. He created the world and he's very much aware of what's going on in this world.
Even though these are something that don't really talk about big things?
So you know, the truth is, you're right. You're right. It's a good point. Right? Shem Zev is saying that when you look at the psukim that the Rambam is bringing, the pasuk of Sidoim, I guess, is a big thing. I mean, the other pasuk is Einecha Pekuchas Al Kol Darchei Bnei Adam. Maybe that's mashma more things. But I do agree with you. I don't think the point is that he knows every single little part of what's going on. I think it happens to be true, but I don't think that's the yisayit of the Emunah. The yisayit of the Emunah is that he's a God who's still involved even after he created the world. It wasn't just he was a bayre and that's it. He was a bayre who's still involved. But if you look in Yigdal, the Animamim, it's phrased differently. I don't think it's such an accurate representation of what the Rambam means. If you look at Yigdal, it's Tzofeh v'yodeya sesareinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches, he looks, and he knows our secrets. In other words, we can't hide anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows what's deep down. You look at the Animam, Shabbeirei Yisbarach Shema Yodeya Kol Ma'aseh Bnei Adam, he knows everything that people do, V'kol Machshavaisam, and all their thoughts. Shnemar Yetzer Yachad Libam HaMeivin Al Kol Ma'aseyim. So both the Mechaber of Yigdal and the Mechaber of Animamim, which I don't think we know who wrote either, right? But both the Mechaber of Yigdal and Animamim, they saw in this Ikra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's deep down in our hearts. He knows Sisareinu, he knows our Machshavas. Otherwise, we can't hide anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I think that's true, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what goes on in our hearts, and he knows what's deep down. I don't think that's the point of this Ikra. The point of the zikr is that it's not like those who say, Azav Hashem es haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no concerns with this world. He created it and that's all. The point of the zikr is not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God who, even after he created the world, is constantly aware, involved in what's going on in this world. And they focus, they put the nekuda, they make it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows even what's hidden. While it's true, I don't see that as being how the Rambam defines the aside. Okay, what, Akiva?
I think there are Hashem that hold that Hashem, even... I think there are some kind of knowledge that Hashem did put certain koyachas into nature that are working on their own. Hashem has the ability to intervene on them, but not actually. He is just saying that on a person, he's mashgiach, on a person, like I'm saying.
Right, so we're not really discussing hashgach at all, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to get actively involved. We're discussing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awareness more. But that we can really spend a whole other summer every morning discussing that. Maybe that's a good idea for next summer or something. I don't know if you guys are here next summer, but yeah, a good idea for next summer's class. I guess we just discuss it for like a minute, because the idea of hashgacha, that everything that happens in this world is a direct result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making a decision, is, I guess, more or less, in very general terms, which are not totally accurate, but more or less a newer innovation, with the the Gra, the Talmidim of the Gra, the Mekubalim, after the Hisgavos of the Zayar, the Mekubalim and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, they who were more into Kabbalah has spread the idea that, you know, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a conscious decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really what Klal Yisrael has been mekabel these days, and that's, you know, what everyone will tell you, that, you know, everything that done is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, and I'm not being mefakvik on Klal Yisrael's Kabbalah at all, but it is not the normal mahalach in the Rishayim. Right? The normative mahalach in the Rishayim is that there is a certain teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set into place, and for certain people, at certain times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in to get involved and change it. Now, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change it whenever he wants, but as a general rule, the Rishayim believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed things to go, you know, kifi teva. Like the Rambam writes, a lot of Rishayim, you know, go with the Rambam, that kifi, how close a person is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach in his life. It means if a person is works on himself and is a big tzaddik and very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the example he gives of a Navi, you know, is the epitome of perfection in a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very mashgiach when it happens in his life. But the further a person is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more into his taivas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu just leaves him up to nature and whatever natural occurrences. And, you know, he could fall off a bridge because he slipped, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to fall off a bridge. That is the general mahalach of most Rishayim. Different Rishayim say it slightly differently, but it's the general mahalach of most Rishayim, and that's something that changed, which is a very interesting topic on its own. You know, we don't generally believe that there's major topics in Yiddishkeit that change over time, but this is something which I think is pretty clear as the normal general mahalach from the times of the Rishayim to today has drastically changed in terms of hashgacha. But I don't think that's really negeah to this. But the negeah to this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going on in this world. He didn't, you know, abandon this world.
Is this probably your sicker on the fact that Hashem doesn't have such a time, or it could be like after the fact, watching after the fact, you know, the
fact. So, for this Iker, I think the point is really just that he cares about this world, it's important to him, he keeps track of it, you know, he knows what's going on with it. It doesn't have to be that he knows before things happen, knows after things happen. I think we'll get to that in a minute, but I think for the purpose of the Iker, you know, what someone has to believe if he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael, the point is that Klal Yisrael is involved in this world, he's aware of what's going on in this world. Yeah, I think that goes hand in hand. If he didn't care, he wouldn't keep track of what was on if it was meaningless to him.
Better for Hashem, like happier.
No, I don't think so. But he is involved in the sense that he is aware of what's going on, and his ratzon is to be aware. Not that it makes him worse or better, but his ratzon is to be aware.
Maybe we're close to Rama. We see in Trinitri kind of a call. One of the translations are that he's constantly renewing everything.
Okay.
So if he constantly renew everything, the fact that this is here right now shows that Hashem wants to be here. If I slip off a bridge,
Hashem
wants me to slip.
Okay, I think constantly renewing everything, it just simply means that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up a Teva HaDvarim, which his Metzias is always mechayiv certain things to be. It's always mechayiv certain things to be renewed, but not because he's decided.
Hashem's doing it.
You could say that. It's not really how the Rishayim, as a general rule, understood it. All right, but let's see, that when we speak about the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know what goes on in this world, I guess something which is kedai just to speak a minute about is the question that we should deal with of, you know, Bechira versus Yediyah, right? That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what goes on in this world, and he knows everything that's going to go on in this world, right, this is making an assumption now that not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu know after the fact, but he knows before the fact as well, if that's MS, then l'chayra, that leaves us without having any bechira, right? In other words, we can't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a liar. If he knows that tomorrow I'm going to eat a cheeseburger, then I cannot eat a cheeseburger because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a liar. You know, he knew I was going to eat a cheeseburger. It didn't really happen. And if I have to eat a cheeseburger, then where's my bechira? So it leaves us with a very hard, leaves us in a very hard place. And if you look, yeah, baricha, salat, yeah. So chayra, what that means? You know, chayra, what that means? If Hashem knows what I'm going to choose, that means that it's already set what I'm going to choose, right? If Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that tomorrow I'm going to eat a cheeseburger, can I not eat a cheeseburger? If right now Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that tomorrow I'm going to eat it, so I can't.
It's a difference because I'm choosing to eat.
But how could I choose not to? I don't have a choice. Maybe I think I'm choosing to, but really.
Hashem knows it's going to be in the end. It doesn't mean that.
Okay, so you don't. We'll see.
Why they call predestined? Hashem knows
it's going to end up happening. We can discuss it more. Let's see what some of the Rishonim say. There's a lot of Rishonim we discuss this. We'll just see a small sample. In the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, when he discusses this, I just put one line from his piece there. It says, V'chei nesinas ha-teiris kuram va-mitzvah va-zara shabal za-shayrish. And this, that we have all sorts of mitzvahs and Torah, is based on the Sheirish that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yediya, we still have Bechira. Right? There's no point to mitzvahs if we have no Bechira. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to be does not make it that it's not possible for us to choose. You know, we have a lot of things we don't understand because our das is not so well developed. You know, there's a limit to humans how we can understand. He says this is the biggest suffix. You know, the biggest thing that we have trouble understanding because of our limits as basar v'dam. He says this is the biggest one. You know, we not really something that is easy for us to understand. And he's ma'arich on this nechas tshuva. So it's good to see that. Shema timer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea kol ma sheyia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's going to be. V'kodim sheyia. And before it happened, yada shezeyia tzadik rasha oy lo yada. So before a guy does averus, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows he's going to be a rasha. Before he does mitzvah, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows he's a tzadik or does he not know? Im yada shehu yia tzadik. If you're telling me HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows right now that Reuven's going to be a tzadik, there's no way Reuven could choose to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not be a tzaddik. If you're going to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of like thinks he's going to be a tzaddik, but he could still change it and be a rasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really know. If you could change what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really know. Da. The answer to this is longer than the land and wider than the sea. Many great ikarim and large mountains are telling it. But you have to understand this that I'm saying. I already explained in the second parak of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino yodea meideya shehi chutz mimenu kibnei adam sheheim vidaitem shenim shnayim shnayim. These are people. There's who we are and what we know. In other words, the knowledge starts from outside of ourselves. We see something that happens, we watch it, we study it, we hear it, and we integrate that knowledge into us. It starts off at something outside of ourselves and we integrate it to us, but it's bad Sam, two separate things, us and what we know. Elohu yisara shmai v'daitai echad, Kadosh Baruch Hu is one with his das. Humans cannot comprehend what that means. You know, we say the words that he's one with his das, but it's just words for us. It doesn't really mean much. And the Rambam says that's not our fault. We're just basar v'dam. We're not capable of that. Ukshem she'em kayach ba'adam lahasig limtzay amitas habayrei. Just like we can't be masig the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei makilo yirani ha'adam v'chai. We can't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge, how his idea works. Right? It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't think the way we think. You know, to try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea, so we, the only frame of reference we have is how we understand things, but it's totally off because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding has no shaykhist how we understand things. So we don't know how it is that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. But we do know without any suffix. We do know without any suffix a person has the ability to choose what he wants to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pull him or command him to do a certain, make a certain choice. Not just is it our religious Messiah that people have Bechira. Ella Barayus Burus Midivere Chachma, but he thinks philosophically a person has to have Bechira. So the Rambam starts off asking, how could it be that Kadosh Baruch Hu has Yediyah and yet we still have Bechira? He says, basically, the answer is we don't understand what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu has Yediyah. Therefore, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu has Yediyah. What that means, what we're bothered by is because if we understand something, it means that it's already decided that that's what it's true. You know, if I know it's going to rain tomorrow, that means that it's for sure going to rain tomorrow. Otherwise, I can't say I know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea by kind of like making a mashal to our idea, which is our mistake, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea has no sheikhus to our idea b'meila. We can't understand it. So the answer is, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yediyah. Yeah, we have Bechira. How does that work? We don't know. Same way, we don't understand the Amitas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't understand the Yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Ravid Kedarkai often is not so happy with the Rambam's response. It says, Abba Avram, why nogza amechaber minig chachamim? The Rambam did not act here with a minig chachamim. You don't start something if you don't know how to finish it. He starts with very hard questions, and he leaves it in a question. And he says, basically, at the end, you just gotta believe, right? He starts out with this big question, you know, and then he says, okay, we don't know, you just have to believe. He should have just left it alone. Let people just believe what they believe. But sounds like what did the Rambam gain by bringing up this question, which is a tremendous hard question, then saying, okay, we don't know, we have to have emunah. If he doesn't have an answer, he shouldn't have brought up the question in the first place. He's not doing us any favors by bringing up the question if he's not providing us with any sort of answer to the question. And then the Ravid is very interesting. Kind of does the same thing. So let's see what he says. Even though I don't have a really good answer, I don't have a tshuva nitzachas, I don't have an answer that is, you know, triumphant. It's good to give a little bit of an answer. This is a fascinating Ravid. You can see what you make of it. It's, I think, very unclear what he means, but something fascinating. If a person's tzidkus and his rishus is totally on the gzeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it was true that a person's behavior was nigzar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to do mitzvahs, he's going to do averis, and, you know, fine, then we understand very well how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, but we don't understand what, you know, life is all about if we don't have any bechira. So that doesn't leave us in such a good place. But now that Kadosh Baruch Hu took away this memshala, he gave up this rulership. In other words, he doesn't control what everyone does. He allows us to make decisions. His yediyah is not a gzeira. The fact that he knows is not forcing us in one direction. Why? What does it mean? It's like the astrologers who know things, right? People believed that you can look at the moon, you can look at the stars, you can look and you can gain some knowledge about the future. So what's the pshat in that? How could you gain knowledge? What does it mean? Sheyoidim mikayach achar mayu drachav shelzev. In other words, they know that the constellations or whatever it is have certain kaychas. And if you really understand those keichas well, you could understand what that's going to lead to, what the result is. Fine, so Kadosh Baruch Hu left everything up to the mazalis. In other words, there's a certain teva hadvarim that Kadosh Baruch Hu put in the mazalis that this is what's going to happen, and this is what's going to happen to this person, But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person seichel to override that. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the mazalas keichas, let's say, that they're going to give a person a hard decision to make, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person seichel to be able to make the right decision. You know, let's say based on the mazalas, the person is going to be presented with a cheeseburger, and a person is given seichel to make a proper decision about that. That's the kayach habechira a person has. Vabere yaideya kayach hamazal urkav im yesh kayach besecha lohitsia yrezem yaday imroi. Vizua yaideya in a gzera. Says, what we speak about, when we speak of bechira yaideya is like this. A person is given the ability to make decisions. A person, there also, there are other factors in life, right? The way he calls it, the mazalis, we can refer to it however they want. There are nisyanis that come up. Now he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know, this idea, in a sense, is not based on the fact that he knows what you're going to choose. No, it's left up to people to make a decision. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly where your kaychas lie, where your chasreidus are, what your nature is. And since he knows the nature of the world, and he knows your nature, he knows what you're going to choose. So it's not because he has like some sort of vision as to what's going to be in the future. No, that's not how we're supposed to view it, according to the Ravim. It's just that what? Let's say someone knows you so well. So he knows what you're going to choose, not because he knows the future, because he knows your situation. He knows the environment that you're in. And he knows where your kaychas lie, where your chasreinus lie. So therefore, he can know what you're going to choose. So he says, that's even though it's not a great answer, he thinks that's the basis of the answer, that when we speak about Bechira, you have 100% Bechira. When we speak about Yediyah, it's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what you chose, he knows what you're going to choose, because he knows you so well, and he knows your environment so well, so that's what we mean by his Yediyah. And then he finishes off a Kol Zayin Enu Shaveh. So that, I don't really buy it though. So it's very interesting, he has these Taina on the Rambam, and the Rambam starts giving an answer and then says we just have to have emuna. The Rav does something very similar, he gives an answer, and then at the end of the answer he says the truth is though, I don't really think it's so valuable. But what the Ravid seems to be saying is that, yeah, a person is put in an environment and he has Bechira to make decisions, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu always knows what he's going to choose, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows his Teva so well, knows where his strengths and weaknesses lie, knows the tests he's being tested with, so he knows what he's going to choose. I have a friend who... there's something called fantasy SCOTUS. And fantasy SCOTUS is Supreme Court of the United States. And fantasy SCOTUS is there are groups of people, it's not such a small thing, who what they do is they predict what each justice on the Supreme Court is going to rule in every case. And they have competitions and leagues, and you know, I guess some people do fantasy football. There is a movement of fantasy SCOTUS. And I actually have a friend, someone who used to live in Kew Gardens, but he is the world champion of fantasy SCOTUS. There are articles about him in like the newspapers that he is tremendous at fantasy SCOTUS. And Yaakov, you do fantasy SCOTUS? Oh, so you could. You could Google it. Fantasy SCOTUS. And it actually is that there's a $10,000 grand prize for like a competition like a year ago, but people are very into it. Anyway, so there's a guy, actually a friend of mine, who used to live in Kew Gardens. He used to hang out at Shire Tire sometimes, but he's the world champion of fantasy SCOTUS. Now the pshat is, he doesn't have a idea in the future what the justices are going to choose, but he happens to know every justice's personality, and he knows what they've chosen in the past, and he knows, you know, what they're partial to, and where they lie, and how they'll react to different arguments, and therefore he can make a very, very accurate assumption about what they're going to choose. So the Ravid says, you know, this is similar to that. Kadosh Baruch Hu's idea is like that. He knows what you're going to choose, not because he sees the future. If he saw the future, that would be a stira to our Bechira. No, by giving us Bechira, he's taking away that seeing of the future, but he just knows who we are and what we're going to choose. Now, that is seemingly what the Ravid says. And you could look, the Rivash is Ma'arich on this. I don't understand that. To me, that sounds like we're saying that people don't have Bechira. Right? If someone could look at me and someone could say, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu look at me, Kadosh Baruch Hu could say, based on your chesreinus, based on your kaiches, I know exactly what you're going to choose. I mean, in what sense do I have bechira then? Bechira l'chayra means that even with all my experiences, and even with all my kaychas, even with all my chesreinus, there is some dark of choice that I can make, and I could be gaver, and I could, you know, but if you could tell me that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a penetrating view into my thought process, into how I think, into how I feel, therefore he knows exactly what I'm going to choose, and therefore he can tell me bivadayis what's going to be, to me, that sounds like that people have no bechira, and maybe that's why the rabbi rejects this at the end. But I do think he's saying so something along those lines. Right, you know, because you know, maybe if I'm looking at you, so I don't know what's deep down in your heart. I don't know what happened to you when you were 7 years old. I don't know, you know, what your sister did, whatever it is. I don't know any of these things, so I can't make the cheshbon of what you're going to do. But if I had yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I know everything you've been through and exactly how your mind is programmed, if I could say, now I know bevadois what you're going to choose, that sounds to me like we're saying there's no bechira. It means that what you're going to choose is based on all the factors that are involved in your life, not because you made not because you were b'chir b'tayv, because the way that you think, it leads to someone to be b'chir b'tayv. I think that's, to me, that sounds like a steer to bechira. I don't know really how this answer helps us. And I don't know, the truth is, the end of the rabbi rejects it, but at the same time, he felt he was offering something valuable enough to write the Sefer. So he didn't feel it was totally worthless. But I don't know, yeah, what? What? Sorry, what?
I think people say that Bechira is a move, it's that point when you're it's exactly the same choice between good and bad. It's not like any, according to everything here that's built into your Teva and everything you're having to, that's a move that's like, exactly. That's
right. So I understand. Yeah.
You have to choose. And if it was something that was not so obvious, so you know someone very well, you know he always is like, I want chocolate ice cream, right? So that's not something which is like a hard decision for him. That's obvious for him, right? It's not to be something which is he mounts like doesn't say much. So then a loop with it. Then yeah. Hashem can't know, or if he knows, then it's not clear.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't know. I don't understand. And you can look at the Ravitz, maybe a different shot. You can look also. I don't want to continue, but the Rivash here explains his understanding of the Ravid and how the Ravid is different from the Ralbag, but let's hold it here. The point is, though, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of what's going on in this world, and we do have Bechira. Like the Rambam says, we do believe that we have Bechira. We don't understand how Bechira and Yediyah stem with each other. The Rambam says, because we don't understand what it means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Yediyah. And tomorrow we'll do the 11th Igur. And we're not going to have a second shiur today because the seder is over 11:30, so I'll have a chance to learn a little bit. Hey, if people still haven't finished the Mamre Kamis from yesterday, so please finish them. If people finish them and they want to do something more, I think it's kedai to look. There's three places in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah that kedai to see. Reish Lamed Gimel, I think the first sif there. You'll see what's in the air. Reish Lamed Gimel, I think the first sif. Reish Lamed Hay, I think the second sif. And Reish Samach Zayin, the first or second. Those are B'degeah to Tarti Desasri. Those are kedai to see. But if you haven't finished Aron Kodesh yesterday, maybe it's kedai to first finish those. Okay, very good. Have a good trip. Have lots of fun. Okay. I wasn't invited.